This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, the 1st of May 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Tonight, Israel's skies are clear, with a gentle breeze across Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Meanwhile, Haifa experiences a mild, pleasant evening, perfect for a stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel Hayom reports that Israel has transferred a laser interception system to the UAE. The IDF has also struck targets in Lebanon in response to Hezbollah's actions. Also, Walla notes that the IDF warns of potential instability in southern Lebanon. Forces continue to reinforce security in the region. Also this hour, JNS informs us of the IDF releasing the name of a soldier killed in Lebanon. Prime Minister Netanyahu expressed condolences on social media. Separately, I-24 News reports that the U.S. considers deploying a hypersonic missile to the Middle East as a countermeasure against Iran. And finally, Axios reveals that Trump has announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. This proposal carries political sensitivities for Netanyahu. Reaction has been swift on social media. OSINT613, an open-source intelligence analyst, highlighted the long-standing presence of military infrastructure in southern Lebanon, questioning the effectiveness of UNIFIL troops in the region, posting just minutes ago. Meanwhile, Al Arabiya's Greg Swenson, chair of Republicans Overseas, posted earlier today reflecting on the impact of King Charles III's speech on US-UK relations. Finally, Jacobi shared breaking news about an attack in Nigeria where Islamists ambushed a vehicle carrying Christian schoolgirls, abducting nine and killing one, posting just minutes ago. Let's go deeper. Starting with the situation in Lebanon, Israel Hayom reports Israel's decisive military action against Hezbollah in Lebanon. The IDF targeted specific sites linked to the Shiite group. This move follows ongoing provocations from Hezbollah. The impacts on regional stability remain a pressing concern. Turning to tensions in southern Lebanon, Walla emphasizes the IDF's warning about the area's potential vulnerabilities. Despite fortified security, adjustments in military strategy are deemed necessary. The goal is to prevent any escalation that might threaten Israel's northern border. Meanwhile, the tragic loss of an Israeli soldier adds a somber note to the day's news. JNS shared the name of the soldier, with Prime Minister Netanyahu voicing his condolences online. This loss underscores the ongoing risks faced by Israeli forces in volatile areas. On the diplomatic front, I-24 News discusses the U.S.'s strategic considerations against Iran. The potential deployment of a hypersonic missile underscores America's commitment to counter Iranian threats in the region. This development could alter the security dynamics in the Middle East. Finally, Axios brings us to the ceasefire announcement by Trump. This 10-day pause in hostilities between Israel and Lebanon aims to ease tensions. However, the political implications for Netanyahu could be significant, as he navigates both domestic and international pressures. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel Hayom Business reports that Zim shareholders approved the company's sale. The decision now awaits state approval. This move could reshape the shipping industry landscape. Separately, CTech reveals that cyber unicorn Silverfort has acquired AI startup Fabrix. This acquisition will bolster Silverfort's capabilities in identity protection technology. And finally, Globes highlights a significant development in Israel's data center sector. U.S. cloud giant Crusoe has leased a substantial capacity from Anan Group. This deal is estimated to be worth $3 billion over a decade. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 3 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.